Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
Your general partner can really radically change your investing journey. They can either grow your wealth tremendously or, unfortunately, they can lose it. That's a pretty big responsibility.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Do you ever wonder how one small change can radically change your investing journey?
Or in this case, one person.
When you're looking to get into the game of real estate investing, or when you're looking for a more hands-off approach while still enjoying the benefits of apartment investing, one of the most important team players that you must find as an apartment investor is your general partner, aka syndicator, sponsor, or operator.
There are a lot of good general partners out there, for sure, right? And there are also a lot of bad ones out there as well. So doing your due diligence on the human behind the pretty slide deck and the amazing projected return is vitally important.
The reality is that you have to be really eclectic and multifaceted talent-wise to really be good in this business. And finding that person who has the characteristic that you're looking for means that you're truly seeking out a unicorn.
We are absolutely not doubting your ability to own and operate your real estate portfolio, but we know that many of you who are tuning in are busy, high-level entrepreneurs who love the economy of scale, doing bigger deals, and growing a bigger portfolio than you have now. This all means that you want a piece of institutional, quality apartment community while taking a hands-off approach.
Let's be real, many times in all investing opportunities, things aren't going to always turn out exactly as you expect. If you own your own single-family home rentals or even a small commercial real estate, either way, you're going to do the work yourself or you're going to have someone else do all the work for you. Now, if you're investing in apartment syndication, you want to take a more hands-off approach where you have the general partners do all the work on your behalf.
Yes, definitely, right? So you know, it's all about leveraging and maximizing your money. You will definitely want a team who handle all the things, you know, those things that Palm just said. The key is to find that key teammate, and that is your general partner, the one who has to make the rubber meets the road.
Your general partner can really radically change your investing journey. They can either grow your wealth tremendously or, unfortunately, they can lose it. That's a pretty big responsibility.
The crazy thing is that when people invest in apartment syndication, 99% of your success rate has to do with your sponsorship team.
Yeah, and when there's a problem, your general partners are the ones who have to deal with them. They're your first line of defense. Sounds like a pretty big deal, right? So you definitely want to make sure that your general partner is a good fit for you.
But more than that, you don't want to pick general partners based on their investment opportunity fee structure. this isn't, you know, shopping trip to the 99 cent store, you know?
This is totally right, Nan. It's like you would never pick an oncologist or a cardiologist based on their fee structure because you want the best doctor to handle that, right? That's the same thing that goes for your partnership. You want the best and you deserve the best. And alignment of interest is super vital. So you must make sure that you have to pick the right person to get the best possible outcome for all parties involved.
So, not to be a Debbie Downer, but the reality is apartment syndication has a steep learning curve, right? It's a tough business to be in. You know, there's so many moving parts to deal with. Sourcing the deal, building relationship with the sellers and brokers, and raising millions of dollars. On top of that, you have to manage the property managers, even though we don't prospect the tenants ourselves or even do the maintenance. We still have to make decision, business decision around them.
In order to set up yourself for success, you probably need to know and understand some of the responsibilities of a general partner. Keep in mind that this is by no means a comprehensive list and obviously every situation is unique. But Nan, let's discuss some of the responsibilities involved.
Yes. So the first stage of being a general partner is really what we call the pre-ownership stage. This is where all the groundwork takes place. In this stage, the GP select the target investment markets, evaluate it, and build relationship, you know, with key players like commercial real estate brokers and sellers.
Not only are they out there doing this, but they're also forming strategic partnerships with other co-GPs, aka boots on the ground, that kind of stuff. This means that they're out there underwriting deals, finding, hiring, and verifying rent growth, etc., all parts of developing a sound business plan with a property management team.
There are so many other things that occur at this stage too, right, Palm?
Yes.
So think about the thing that might happen or you might do when you first buy a home. The same type of things happen here, just in a business entity. This means the GP is out there getting insurance indicators and property tax estimate, submitting the LOI and negotiating the PSAs, etc.
But the work still isn't over. There's 3 days after signing the PSA, the general partners wires the earnest deposit. For the Team Kitty Sisters, the type of deals that we do, this means seven-figure non-refundable earnest deposits, which you might also have heard called good faith deposit. Essentially, it's a show of commitment to the transaction.
On top of that, the GP team still has more work to do at this stage, like hiring real estate and SET attorneys to create legal documents, creating the actual LLC, and basic operational tasks like setting up operating bank accounts and investment portals, and hiring a third-party due diligence team. Oh, that's a lot.
One other part of the pre-ownership stage that might be forgotten about is because it's behind the scene, is like creating the investment opportunity webinar deck itself, preparing all the materials to announce the new investment opportunity to our passive investors, and of course, hosting the investment opportunity webinar.
Then once all that is secured, the GP team has to work with capital markets to secure financing, align the net worth and liquidity to secure financing, and raise all the necessary capital. Typically for the deal, our size is somewhere around $35 to $30 million. Keep in mind too that how net worth is if you're going after a deal slated at, let's say, $50 million and you're financing 70% of it, that means that your GP team collectively will need to have $35 million net worth and $3.5 million liquidity. That's a pretty penny.
Oh, and that's not even to mention that during the pre-ownership stage, we have to have, or general partners have to have, weekly meeting with the lender to make sure that all the documents have been submitted, that the seller submitted their documents, and it's been processed. And finally, close the dang deal, right?
That's a lot.
And that's not to mention making sure passive investors completed their subscription docs correctly and absolutely wire their funds. Geez, that's a lot of stuff, and we're just tired of just thinking about it. But we're not done yet.
Next is the ownership stage, where the GP team notifies passive investor of closing, creating annual budget, and sends a monthly newsletter, including the financials to passive investor.
Not only all that, they're also sending out K-1 tax documentation to the passive investors in quarter one of the following calendar year, asset managing the property management team, and setting a weekend call with them, as well as follow up with the lender on CapEx draws, anything related to the rehab or anything else lending-wise to make sure all is on top of it.
Once all that has been put in place, there is a fair amount of maintenance that occurs at the ownership stage. There are things like making sure that insurance is up to date and renew on time, tracking CapEx and KPIs, and annually filing a tax return.
Even after all that's done, the work continues. The GP team also is responsible for analyzing the proper comparable rent, P&L, and market in general to determine when to exit. They also ensure distributions are sent to the past investors in a timely manner and oversee the sale of the asset if and when the time comes to sell the asset. All stuff we're guessing you probably don't want to do.
You see, apartment syndication allow passive investors to invest in asset class that they couldn't access by themselves, like the apartment buildings. This is our favorite part. The type of deals we hand-selected for our investor, it allows you to own institutional quality apartments communities without having to fork out millions of dollars, like $50 million and above yourself. Institutional quality, like large apartment complexes, usually end up being more profitable because they have economies of scale and you're working with a team of specialized professionals.
You enjoy doing the best risk-adjusted investment while creating and preserving your wealth, all along with getting extraordinary tax benefit that helps you keep more of your money in your pocket. Plus, you're investing in passively and getting like 70 to 80% of the profit without dealing with any of the rowdy tenants or lifting a paintbrush.
In apartment syndication world, you'll also need real estate brokers, lenders, escrow attorneys, and a due diligence team. But at the end of the day, it's the general partner that makes the business work. And as you saw above, they can do a lot of that work for you. It's important to leverage the strong networks that your GP team already have.
So all that's great, right? But you were thinking, how do I find a good general partner who meets all these needs? How do I go out there and find the right person? It's kind of like dating, right? You have to go through a few bad apples before you meet the good firm, the right one that's a good match.
Good point, Pong. So you see, you want to invest alongside someone who really understands the local state laws, macroeconomics, inflation, unemployment rate, economics output, and of course, the microeconomics, rent growth, populations growth, economic drivers in the area.
Well, the good news is you've already taken the first step. There's a bunch of places to look for syndication sponsors, and you're already in a great one here with us.
If you're still lost, Google is a start, as well as podcasts, real estate meetup, YouTube, and personal referrals. For us, referrals are the best, right? Because people who you know, like, and trust already doing business with them and or already vetted them.
Don't forget, you can also check out things like CrowdStreet, Fundrise, Realty Mogul. Plus, there's always a huge benefit to meeting people person to person. Network, network, network. It helps.
Yes. You also need to make sure that you know, they know the local, state, and national laws and regulations as they are changing by the second. Which brings us to the second step. Go ahead and dig into their backgrounds, experiences, and track record, and of course, references.
Are you still not sure what really to look for? That's okay, you got us. As a starting point, look for deal sponsors that are passive investors themselves. They're walking the walk and talking the talk. And they also need to have great references from their previous investors.
Another bonus is we live in the world of social media these days, right? So check them out on social. See if they have a website where you can learn more about them. And then once you get to that website, see if it's powerful, authentic, and reputable, and highlight who they are, what they do, and why they do it. It's amazing what you can learn from some simple searching.
You might also want to consider if this is their side hustle or if this is a full-time job. There's nothing wrong with a solid side hustle, but guys, you want someone that's doing this full-time. After all, they're managing hundreds of millions of dollars in assets, right?
Take us, for example. At the Kitty Sister, we personally have had ownership of over 5,000 apartment units, and we currently have deals in the full cycle and hold period, which gives our average passive investor average 2.3x equity multiple in 23 months and a half.
As a third step, make sure you understand their role, their strategy, and their sponsorship fee, and their overall alignment with investors. First off, do the deal sponsor have a skin in the game? How much are they actually investing? We always invest our own capitals in our deals, and you'll want to look for someone who does the same.
Make sure you check out their fee structure too, right? Are their fees above industry average, or what they have, is that in line with what you're looking for? What's the acquisition fees? What role will they play as investor and deal sponsor in the apartment syndication deal? What's their investment strategy?
Now, these are really, really important questions.
Yes.
Guys, it's really important to do your due diligence here and find a team that has a great business plan and experience making money in a real estate asset.
Here at the Kitty Sisters, seeing our passive investors succeed while doing what we love, put a big smiles on our faces. Our strategy is simple. We focus on newer asset class with a strong household income, risk mitigation methods, simple, effective business plans, and investor profit first with multiple exit strategies.
Once you've done the legwork, make sure as fourth in the step is you trust the guy or gal that you're going to be making an investment with. Make sure that they're professional and communicative. No matter how much real estate investment you've done and made in your life, this can't be underscored enough. This importance of communication with the deal sponsorship team. Make sure that the apartment syndication deal sponsors that you've chosen is proactive with their communication and absolutely transparent with whatever they're doing.
Totally. But more than anything, trust your gut. Your gut knows more than you think and is something you definitely want to pay attention to when you're diving to the real estate investing world.
Nan, this reminds me of a badass author, speaker, and activist Glennon Doyle, which she refers to in her book Untamed as knowing with a capital K. And the last, but certainly not the least thing you need to look for is whether the person has a personality match. This affects everything you guys touch, from mission, vision, and value to communication. Work with people who you actually like, and life is so much easier.
Thank you for tuning all the way to the end. We know and truly believe that finding the right general partner can make or break your piggy bank. It isn't easy, but we promise you, once you find a few of them, your life will radically change for the better.
Because after all the hard work up front, vetting, getting to know and trusting them, you can just sit back and relax and get rich. You can scale with them, you can reap the cash flow, equity buildup, and all the tax goodies with them.
We'll catch you next week, Cash Flow Flyers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.